This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Barbara Bogave. Have you looked at your credit report recently? Oh, what am I thinking? Of course you have. You're a Marketplace Money listener. And that means you also know that you can get a copy of your credit report every year from each of the three credit rating agencies for free. And if getting something for free isn't enough for you, here's another reason. There's a good chance that your credit report is not entirely accurate. The Federal Trade Commission released a report this week saying more than a quarter of credit card carrying Americans have at least one potentially material error in their data. That's as many as 42 million consumers. John Alzheimer is one of our credit go-to guys. He used to work in the credit rating business for Equifax, and now he's the president of consumer education at smartcredit.com. Welcome back to the show, John.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So what's your take on this new report?
The report is a little troubling. Having said that, the 42 million potential credit reports of errors, there's a little bit of a silver lining to that, meaning that the errors can be anything from a misspelled former address, which is really meaningless in the world of credit risk assessment, to something, yes, more serious, like a collection that doesn't belong to the consumer or a late payment that didn't actually happen. So it really underscores the importance of we, the consumer, becoming way more engaged with our own credit reports to identify things that are wrong.
How should I, as a consumer, respond to this report? Should I go right out and try and check?
There's no doubt about that. You should make a beeline to annualcreditreport.com where you can actually claim your free credit report. The rules under the Fair Credit Reporting Act state that the credit reporting agencies have no liability under that particular statute until you identify something that is wrong on your credit report. And clearly, they can't correct something until you tell them that something is incorrect. The problem with that is we have done an abysmal job of checking our own credit reports.
Well, if I do find an error in my credit report, what's the dispute process like and how likely is it I'll be able to fix it?
So the dispute process starts by you communicating with the credit reporting agencies. Then they have certain obligations under the Fair Credit Reporting Act. The first is they must show the item in dispute that you're challenging, which means anybody who sees it from that point forward knows that it's in question. Second, they have to identify through the furnishing party whether or not the item is correct or incorrect. And the furnishing party is almost always going to be a financial institution or a collection agency. So they're basically saying, hey, look, John filed a dispute. He says this is wrong. You let us know, is it right or wrong? And then they're going to essentially parrot back to the consumer what they heard back from the furnishing party. And then you as the consumer can either live with it, or if you're dissatisfied with the mistake, you can go directly to the source yourself and take your argument up with them.
I get the impression that as the consumer, I do not have as much weight in this process.
I would even go a little bit further and say that the consumer has no weight. The credit reporting agencies are always going to take the word of the bank or the collection agency over the word of the consumer, which is frustrating because, let's be honest, banks and collection agencies can get it wrong. And in that case, the consumer is really not only fighting against the credit reporting agencies, but they're also fighting against the bank and the collection agency. And there's just simply no way they're going to win that battle unless they do something that they probably don't want to do, which is take their battle to the courts. There's a record number of those lawsuits filed last year.
Well, any tips for our listeners as to how they might limit errors?
Yeah, you know, you should be as plugged in to the data on your credit report as you're plugged in to the charges on your credit cards. And I realize that sounds a little bit like an infatuation with a credit report. But look, 42 million of you have mistakes. And some of those mistakes are major enough to cost you a job, a loan, or a really good interest rate. You have to leverage your federal rights, and those are the free credit reports and the ability to get items corrected. Step two is take your battle to the bureaus if you think something is wrong and don't give up. And step three is if it's really costing you either money, a job, or you know a pleasant lifestyle, then you might want to seek out a consumer advocate attorney and take your battle to the courts if you truly have been damaged and you truly have something on there that's wrong.
John Alzheimer is president of consumer education at smartcredit.com. Thank you, John, for this.
My pleasure.